You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It's that time of year again. We start a new season with the Ocean State Theater. And Amy Turner is here. Welcome back, Amy.
Thanks, Mike. Always good to be here.
Great to have you here. Amy has been doing the show. We figured that out. This is the seventh season that Amy's been along for Conducting Conversations and her theatrical productions at the new and beautiful Ocean State Theater on Jefferson Boulevard in downtown Warwick.
Yes, thank you.
Things are going well there?
It is. It's very exciting. Obviously, it's been a big transition for us last year. The audiences are developing. We have a fundraiser coming up. We have this new season. We have six great main stage shows. We're going to be reintroducing the Family Fun Fest. The word is getting out. Let's say that.
And speaking of new shows, the first one up is a huge production, Les Mis. And to represent that show, we have someone known very well to Rhode Island audiences in the area, as well as nationally and probably internationally, but Fred Scheff is here. Fred, welcome.
Great to be here, Mike.
It's a long-time acquaintance. Fred and I have known each other for many years, but this is your debut on
Conducting. My first time in the chair.
First time in the chair. Well, that's great. We're going to talk a lot about that. What part are you playing?
I have the privilege and responsibility of playing Jean Valjean, the protagonist/anti-hero in the show.
Protagonist/anti-hero.
It's a very long title.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
It's in French, you know.
Okay. Amy, Les Mis is an ambitious beginning to your second season at the Ocean State Theater.
Yeah, I guess I would have to agree with that. I think we are excited about doing this. I do think it's ambitious, but I think it's the kind of show that we have done well in the past, and I think we are really poised to do an amazing job with this show. For us, looking forward to the celebration of, you know, looking ahead. How do we propel this season forward? I mean, come on, it's Les Mis. It doesn't get much better than that. And I think it's going to be a great springboard for everything else this season.
Okay, we'll talk about the particulars of the show, but a little bit more about Fred. I mentioned that a lot of you know the name. And Fred, let's just go back to you personally before the days of Les Mis. You've been in this area for how long?
I moved to Rhode Island in 1969 at the behest of my parents. And being a 9-year-old, I guess I really couldn't argue with them. But I started singing as a little kid at the synagogue right around the corner from the theater in Warwick, and have been singing nonstop ever since, mostly in Rhode Island, with the exception of time away from grad school and time away on tour.
And time away in grad school was where? What?
University of Kansas in Lawrence, Kansas.
Of course. Where else would you go?
There were a lot of places, but they offered me a teaching assistantship, and I had a wonderful teacher out there. So I was very happy, and I worked, and it was great.
Now, back here, you don't necessarily stay into one form of music, right? You're a little bit diversified.
That's true. Probably some people would say not always the best thing, but the variety of music that's wonderful is hard to not want to do. So, I've got my feet and hands in various directions.
You don't stay just in the opera world, for example.
No. There's too much beautiful music, too much wonderful music in all varieties and genres. I grew up singing in the synagogue. I love synagogue music. I love concert music. You know, I love doing Messiah every year as a soloist. I love doing musicals. I love doing operas. I love doing straight plays.
Now, you've worked straight plays versus gay plays. No, I guess no, that's not what you meant by that. But.
Where's the drummer when you need him?
No, but you've done work with Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra, correct?
With the Civic Chorale and Orchestra.
And Opera Providence.
Providence, the old Ocean State Light Opera, Ocean State Lyric Opera, and way back in the days, Providence Opera Theater in the days of... Michael Harrison and Marguerite Rufino.
That's like 20 years ago, I think.
Your arithmetic's broken. That's maybe more like 30 years ago. Really? Right, well. Over 30 years ago.
Well, it's going to be fun to see you in this production of Les Mis. We'll get specific about the show. But Amy, what do we have up first for a piece of music?
Yeah, so we are going to start at the end of the day is the name of the song. And, you know, I think that people that are familiar with this show, with the novel, with the musical, with the movie, it's sort of Les Miserables is actually about these folks that are miserable in their life, the poor and the depressed. So at the end of the day, this is a great setup for what is to come, which is hopefully a little bit of salvation.
At the end of the day, you get nothing for nothing. Sitting flat on your butt doesn't buy any bread.
There are children back at home, and the children have got to be fed. And you're lucky to be in a job
and in a bed.
And we're counting our blessings.
Have you seen how the foreman is fuming today? With his terrible breath and his wandering hands. Because the Dauphin won't give him his way. Take a look at his trousers, you see where he stands.
At the end of the day, it's another day over. With enough in your pocket to last for a week. With a landlord in a shop, keep on cracking as long as you're able. Keep on cracking as long as you're able.
This fighting all about? Will someone tear these two apart? This is a factory, not a circus. Now come on, ladies, settle down. I run a business of repute. I am the mayor of this town. I look to you to sort this out. Be as patient as you can.
Now someone say how this began.
At the end of the day, she's the one who began. There's a kid that she's hiding in some little town. There's a man she has to pay. You can guess how she picks up the extra. You can bet she's earning her keep sleeping around. And the boss wouldn't like it. Yes, it's true, there's a child, and the child is my daughter. And her father abandoned us, leaving us flat. Now she lives with an innkeeper man and his wife, and I pay for the child. What's the matter with that?
At the end of the day, she'll be nothing but trouble.
Bye.
might have known the bitch could bite. I might have known the cat had claws. I might have guessed your little secret. I asked the virtuous Fantine, who keeps herself so pure and clean. You'd be the cause, I had no doubt, of any trouble hereabout. You play a virgin in the light, but need no urgent in the night.
She's been laughing at you while she's having her man.
She'll be laughing at you again and again.
You must sacrifice.
Right, my girl! On your way.
Music that I'm sure is familiar to lots of people. And while we were off air, Amy, you mentioned the fact that some of the music stands on its own from this show. Some people might recognize individual songs more than the actual show itself. And I guess that's a good thing for most musicals, right?
You know, as personally, I've kind of come around that I sort of used to feel that the more surprise an audience can experience, the better. But I've sort of come around on that. And I think that there's really something valid about coming in with a knowledge of what you're about to see, that I think the experience can become deeper. Also, you really don't give up those surprises. So if you hear a song that sits over here independently on the side, and then you recognize, oh, that's how it fits into a bigger picture. Sometimes we can hear it for the first time. And I do find that to be exciting. You know, this isn't called the world's most popular musical for any other reason than literally more humans have seen this musical than any other musical. But I do think that that absolutely there are going to be a lot of familiar moments just because we've heard these songs live independently. But to see them in the bigger picture, I mean, this is a big story. A very big story. Mm-hmm. It was a big novel. Mm-hmm. And to kind of find how all those pieces fit together, I think is really exciting.
And part of the excitement is the fact that the Ocean State Theater has been doing live orchestras for as long as you've been producing, right?
Yeah.
And you continue with that.
Absolutely, as part of that experience. And I think that not only is it important that musical theater live in its fullest every night, that's part of the live experience. Mm-hmm. So to have the musicians reacting to the actors, reacting to the audience, reacting to the musicians, and utilizing that energy to make it unique every night, it's also part of our mission that I think sometimes people are surprised about, that we create these shows literally from the ground up uniquely. And that means that we don't, as it pertains to the live music initiative, it's not like we have a violinist who plays every show or a trumpeter.
Right.
So we create usually between 6 and 8 musicians that are hired for the show. But we decide, like for this show, we actually have 3 keyboards. It's the first time we've ever done a production with 3 keyboards. Whereas a different show, maybe you have 3 horn players. So so we really do take the show and from designing the costumes, designing the set, figuring out who the musicians are, the cast, everything is done specifically for that show for the audience. And they can feel very special that this was put together just for them.
Just for them.
For those 4 weeks of the run of the show.
And Fred, you were among lots of people, I'm sure, that have auditioned to try to get into the Ocean State Theater and do various roles. And this is your debut with that company,
this
correct?
This is my onstage debut. I had the opportunity to run the summer camp this summer, so I actually helped put together 2 brand new musicals that we put together with our campers. And that was really super exciting. And this is equally as exciting, but very, very different.
Very different. All right. Well, we're going to get to a little bit more about that, but I want to get to another piece of music before we run out of time here. What do you have for us next? This is the title of this is...
Is that Bring Him Home?
Yeah, Bring Him Home.
Now Bring Him Home. Bring Him Home.
I was going to say the title of this is something that's familiar to just about everybody, right?
Yeah. And I had not seen the musical before I sang the song for the first time, and the song for me goes very, very deep. The first time I had to sing the song was about 3 days after a friend of mine took his own life, and I dedicated it to him. So it's always been very, very special to me because it always brings back memories of time with someone who had terrible troubles and wasn't able to cope. And so there's so much more depth for me in the song because I've got so many more layers associated with it than just the show itself. Mm. And it, you know, it's called The Prayer, referred to as The Prayer. You know, mm-hmm. his first thing is the soliloquy, then it's the trial, and then it's the prayer. When you, you know, you get your audition packet, here, take these home and learn them. And those are the three pieces, and it's called The Prayer. And I always think of it very, very much like that because that's what it feels like to me. For anybody.
Let's listen to it now.
God on high, hear my prayer. In my need, you have always been there.
As powerful and as familiar as that last piece was, this next one might even be more familiar to people.
It just might be. Yeah, so the next song we're going to listen to is Do You Hear the People Sing? And it really is the anthem of the piece. And I think it's a beautiful contrast to some of the music that we've already listened to. You know, a big, huge, epic, sweeping story, novel, musical, such as Les Miserables, is... you know, the beauty of it is that you are able to think about and explore despair and trouble and anger and frustration, but you're also able to explore fulfillment and hope and redemption and passion. And I think that Do You Hear the People Sing really encompasses all of that.
We will listen to that now, then take a short break and be back with more of Amy and Fred.
The people sing, singing the song of angry men. It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes. Will you join in our crusade? Who will be strong and stand with me? Beyond the barricade, is there a world you long to see?
Then join in the fight that will give you the right to be free.
Do you hear the people sing? Singing the song of angry men. It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes.
Will you give all you can give so that a banner may advance? Some will fall and some will live. Will you stand up and take your chance? The blood of the martyrs will water the meadows of France.
Do you hear the people sing? Singing the song of angry men. It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a light about to start with you.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Amy Turner and Fred Scheff. Fred is playing the leading role in Les Mis, and Amy is the artistic producing director. Producing are all right words, wrong order.
That's
how I sing. I get all the notes. They're just not always in the right order.
And I have the privilege of directing this piece that we're talking about today as well.
And before we get back to the music of this show, the world's most popular musical as it's been described, I want to just take a moment to talk about the physical plant of the Ocean State Theater, which is still new to a lot of people. I know that I've had the privilege of working with you there, and we do a talk back or a conducting conversations live, if you will, every weekend after the opening. And the opening is coming up this week. Wednesday and Thursday will be previews for Les Mis, and then Friday night, the official opening, and then we'll have our conducting conversations over the weekend. And I'm always amazed when we talk to the audience that we ask how many people are in the building for the first time. And now, obviously, with a metropolitan population of around 1 million people, and you have a, 410-seat theater, it's going to take a long time for everybody to get there.
Right.
But it's amazing to me how many people are just visiting for the first time, and that's a great thing.
It's very exciting. We keep finding new people. Exactly.
And the theater is, the physical layout of the theater is great. If you haven't been there yet, which obviously most of you that are listening have not been, so get to the Jeffson Boulevard in beautiful downtown Warwick, right at the end near the Greenwood Inn, down by Main Avenue at that end of Jeffson Boulevard. And you will find yourself an air-conditioned, comfortable, all the creature comforts you'd like in a beautiful theater. And there's not a bad seat in the house. I've sat in the last row, and I've sat in the front row, and it's just a great spot to see a show.
And everybody loves that we have this amazingly convenient, it's right on site, just steps from the door,
free parking.
Yeah, we're lucky enough to have a parking lot surrounding our building, so I have to say, a lot of people are saying, I love the parking.
Right.
We'll take that.
Now, Fred, during the last break, you made a couple interesting comments about the physical layout of the theater and your opportunity to work in it.
Well, you know, just think about having the conversations that you're having with the audience. You can't do that in a 3,000 or even a 1,000 seat theater. To be able to sit in the back row at Ocean State Theater Company and raise your hand and be able to speak in your voice without someone having to pass you a microphone and ask a question and have it answered. I guess there's just this fabulous sense of immediacy and intimacy in the theater that allows you to, if you want to be the kind of person that sits back, you can. But if you want to be the person on the edge of your chair and become almost involved as an audience member, you can do that very easily because it's literally at arm's length, but it feels like that.
Yeah, it's close.
It has a sense of intimacy and connection from the stage to the audience.
Absolutely,
it sure does.
There are some theaters in the country where if you were sitting in the back row at Ocean State Theater, you might only be in the fourth row of the theater, like the Metropolitan Opera.
Right.
Because you have a bridge going over a pit for 100 players. And if you've ever seen 100 people sitting and playing instruments, that's a lot of real estate to sing over.
Right. So the one that comes to my mind is West Point, Eisenhower Hall. Mm. I mean, it's literally 100 and something feet to the front row. So
if you did that at Ocean State Theater, I think you would be in the parking lot.
In the lobby, yeah.
Yeah, we aren't more. The audience itself is not more than 100 feet from beginning to end.
All right. Well, great. Let's get back to some music here, and we're going to go to number 5 on our hit parade. It's actually a fourth piece we're playing, but 5 on the CD that you brought us. What is this one?
So this is I Dreamed a Dream. I would argue perhaps the most recognizable song in the show. In the context of the piece that folks will see, it really is a reality check for the character. I think that it's such a deeply emotional song, standing alone or within the context. And it's interesting for those folks that really do analyze things. This is the one song that they moved to a very different spot in the movie. So we are keeping it in the original position. So it really does become a very different song. So if you've only ever seen the movie, this will be a great surprise for you.
When men were kind, when their voices were soft and their words inviting, there was a time when love was blind and the world was a song and the song was exciting. There was a time when it all went wrong. Time gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. Then I was young and unafraid. Made and used and wasted. There was no ransom to be paid, no song unsung, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder.
Still I dream he'll come to me, that we will live these two
Fred, we talked a little bit about the fact that you auditioned, like lots of other people, to get your role here. And I guess during that last break, you mentioned that you feel fortunate to be in such a great cast and the other people that are surrounding you for this opportunity.
Yes. A great example of that was the other day we rehearsed the end of a scene where Fantine gets arrested, and we're standing around the piano rehearsing it. And we finished running through it, and the conductor said, "Well, okay. Didn't have to say anything. That's great. Okay, just do it like that when you're on stage and we'll be good."
There you go.
To have people whose sensibilities, whose musical aesthetic, dramatic aesthetic all line up, who breathe together, it just makes everything for me as a singer actor that much easier, because we already know how to work together on that non-verbal, intangible kind of chi sort of energy relationship that you depend on and rely on when you work with people in a show of any kind.
Sure.
They're fabulous voices, fabulous singers, fabulous actors, and really, really wonderful people. I mean, so to have all of that coalesce, it's a credit to Amy's ability to cast shows. I mean, it's
well,
just
I appreciate
wonderful.
That. I would just add to that, you know, I think that it is the joy of professionalism. This cast is really remarkable, and we try to do that regularly, that, you know, these are professionals, and I've been struck in this process probably more than a lot of times recently that you know, from my perspective, what Fred is saying is this is a really professional group of people. They know their instrument. They know their talent. They know what they're there to do. And it's created a fast track towards the end result.
But I think it's also safe to say that you're not surprised by that. You expect it, where Fred is coming into a situation where you're not dealing with that as much as Amy has for the past 7 years.
Having spent the past chunk of time working primarily as a teacher and trying to impress upon students that, you know, you don't have 7 weeks of rehearsal, the first month of which you get to carry your book around.
Yeah.
And I had sent an email out to my students. I said, you really need to understand this. The first day we had run through the entire score. Mm-hmm. The end of the second day, we worked through the entire score. So we had sung through the whole musical in our first day of rehearsal.
Sure.
At the end of the second day, we ran act one. And a lot of us had our books for reference purposes, you know, looking down to make sure we were more or less in the right place.
But
we hardly
it.
Had to stop.
Yeah.
The third day of rehearsal, we started staging and no one was carrying a book. You know, it was never, okay, you need to be off book by, you need to be off book when you show up.
I can relate to that so well. I remember my experience with Four Quest Productions years ago when I did the Music Man tour. We showed up for what we thought was the first day of rehearsal, and they sang through the whole show, and it was perfect. It was like listening to the cast recording. So we all looked at each other that was in the quartet, and we were there, and I said, I thought this was the first day of rehearsal. They must have been rehearsing for weeks. And you're right. I mean, that was how it impressed us, too. I mean,
They weren't rehearsing, but they had been doing their homework.
On their own. There you go. Now, some other names of some of the other people involved here, if I put you on the spot.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you another person that was not intending, but just came in and blew us away at the audition is Alyssa Gorgone. She'll be playing Eponine. People that saw Legally Blonde played our L. And, you know, to the extent that, you know, much like Fred just came in and said, can I sing for you? Sure. Go ahead. Wow, you are now our Valjean. She did the same thing. So I think that'll be great because so many people saw her succeed in that role. This is very, very different. The Fantine, Lindsay Van Winkle, is actually someone new to us, but we've worked with her husband, Scott Guthrie, who we're really excited got cast as Enjolras, one of the lead students. And Scott was in our Full Monty. He also directed Forever Plaid and was also in our production of 9 to 5. Another really interesting couple, this is the first time we've ever had a couple, and now we have two, but J.P. Sorrow is playing Thénardier, and people will remember him from Hairspray and also from The King and I.
Yeah.
And he'll actually be celebrating his one-year anniversary during the run of the show with Nicole Paloma. And Nicole, we were introduced to her in Legally Blonde. She played Paulette. So there's a lot of familiar faces within this, but the gentleman, Kevin McGlynn, who's playing Javert, is brand new to both us and our audiences. So, you know, mixing in some new faces with some familiar faces is such an important part of what we do try and do.
Excellent.
And I want to back up and say that Nicole and JP not only are married in real life, but Nicole's playing Madame Thénardier, so they're also a married
right.
couple on stage, which could be a very interesting dynamic, I would imagine.
You know, and to that note, I should really probably mention, if your audience saw The King and I, our musical director, John J. Espino, is back. So if you loved the way King and I sounded, you're in for a real
treat. It was great. All right, we'll get to this next piece of music called Look Down, and then we'll take a short break. And tell us about this one, Amy.
Look Down is when we move to Paris and we are back in the gutter, as it were.
People, here's my patch. Not much to look at, nothing posh, nothing that you'd call up to scratch. This is my school, my high society, here in the slums of San Michel. We live on crumbs of humble piety, tough on the teeth, but what the hell? Think you're poor, think you're free. Follow me, follow me.
Look down and show some mercy if you can.
I know what you give! Give them all the pot! Spread around your poison till they end up in a box!
Leave the poor old cow! Move it, Madeleine! She used to be no better to the cracker to her grave!
When's it gonna end? Where are we gonna live? Something's gonna happen now or something's gonna give! It'll come, 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 it'll come.
Where are the leaders of the land? Where are the swells who run this show? Only one man, and that's Lamarck, speaks for these people here below.
See our children fed, help us in our shame. Something for a crust of bread in holy Jesus' name.
In the Lord's holy name.
In his name, in his name, in his
name. Lamarck is ill and fading fast, won't last the week out, so they say. With all the anger in the land, how long before the judgment day, before we cut the fat ones down to size, before the barricades arise?
Look down and show some mercy if you can. Look down upon your fellow man.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Amy Turner and Fred Scheff. They are the principal players in today's show about Les Mis at the Ocean State Theater. And Amy, we've been having a wonderful time talking and listening to music, and we got a little bit carried away. We haven't talked at all about, if you want to get tickets, you can do that by calling the box office, going online, all of those things. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so the box office opens every day at noon. That phone number is 401-921-6800. I do always encourage everybody to go on our website, oceanstatetheater.org. That's O-R-G. And it's the easiest way. You can buy tickets 24 hours. There's also a lot of information about upcoming productions. And, of course, all the box office information is there as well.
There you go. And it opens Wednesday and Thursday for previews, and Friday night, the big opening, and it'll run to October 20th. So make
actually
sure
through the 27th.
I knew that.
Yep, it's been extended for a week already.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at a piece of paper that says the 20th. Fred, you're doing such a great job. They've extended you.
Yeah, thanks. That's terrific. I'm glad I was able to help.
There you go. We have been getting a little bit long-winded, so we're going to go to another piece of music right now from the show. This is Stars. Tell us about that.
Well, so the antagonist in this, if you will, is Inspector Javert, and he spends much of this play tracking down the fugitive that is Jean Valjean, played by Fred. So this is sort of his commitment to his cause of finding this fugitive.
There, out in the darkness, a fugitive running, fallen from grace, fallen from grace. God be my witness, I never shall yield till we come face to face, till we come face to face. He knows his way in the dark, but mine is the way of the Lord. And those who follow the path of the righteous shall have their reward. And if they fall as Lucifer fell, the flame, the sword. Stars in your multitudes, scarce to be counted, filling the darkness with order and light. You are the sentinels, silent and sure, keeping watch in the night, keeping watch in the night. You know your place in the sky, you hold your course and your aim, and each in your season returns and returns, and is always the same. And if you fall as Lucifer fell, you fall in flame. And so it has been, and so it's written on the doorway to paradise, that those who fall far and those who fall must pay the price. Lord, let me find him, that I may see him safe behind bars. I will never rest till then.
Amy, here we are at the end of another great show. I thank you for coming in and giving us a lot of insight into what's going on for this spectacular event.
The hour has flown by, as always. Thank you so much.
I usually say time flies when you're having fun, and it certainly does here. Fred, I wish you all the best in this show.
Thank you.
It's been great to have you here in the studio with us, and after many years of not having you here, I hope you come back often.
I hope I have reason to. That would be wonderful. Thank you.
And you can always come back if you want to talk about your other music down the road.
Sure.
You're always welcome. Amy, this production is just I don't know how to describe it. It's going to be, I think, maybe one of your biggest undertakings yet, right?
I think so, yeah. We're really excited. There's a lot of people very interested in it. To be able to be the professional Rhode Island debut of this, if people aren't familiar, it's passed through town in tours, but we are the first professional company in Rhode Island to get the rights to do it. So it's also a really amazing obligation that we are excited to fulfill.
Now, that's a big thing. We've talked a couple times about, you know, actors and so forth, and this being a professional theater with professional musicians and professional actors. And I'm trying to remember, in all the productions that you've done over the years, have you ever had a lead character that was from Rhode Island? I don't...
Well, Alyssa is a great example of that.
Right,
yeah, we really have. And, you know, and I think that just to quickly wrap up, we do take pride in bringing in the best artists from around the country, mixing them with these amazing people that are right here in our backyard and finding a show that works for everyone.
That's great. All right. Well, we will go out with one more piece of music from the show, and then I encourage all of you to get to the new Ocean State Theater, Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick. The phone number, 921-6800, area code 401, of course. And then the website is the best way to see what's going on, because there's a lot of things coming up that we did not touch on. So get to OceanStateTheater.org. All right. And this last piece, Amy?
This is One Day More, a great way to end the show.
Okay, we'll only have an opportunity to listen to a portion of this, and then we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
One day more, another day, another destiny, this never-ending road to Calvary. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time. One day more.
I did not live until today. How can I live when we are parted?
One day more.
Tomorrow you'll be worlds away. And yet with you my world has started.
One day more.
Watch them run amok, catch them as they fall. Never know your luck when there's a free-for-all. Here a little dip, there a little touch. Most of them are...
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.